Henry Farmer has been a cab driver in D.C. for 20 years. When he first came to the States, gas was around $1 a gallon. Now he finds himself spending more than $4 a gallon, money coming out of his wallet.
When the gas price goes up, now you know we have to we'll be driving all the time, so the engine keeps running. You know, it burns a lot. And you put on the AC or you put on the heater, you know, it takes a lot of money, you know. So all the time I have to spend about 35 to 45.
Gas prices have increased dramatically in recent weeks as a result of higher crude prices. According to AAA, a gallon of regular gasoline has increased by 13 cents, with an average of $3.51 a gallon, though many parts of the U.S., including in D.C., are paying more than $4 a gallon.
And higher gas prices means Americans will cut back on spending, which means it could affect the overall economy.
George Washington economy professor Paul Carreiro has been following the trends and says although the U.S. economy is improving, oil prices can change that trend.
What higher oil prices do is they limit the recovery. They slow down the potential recovery of the economy.
On Wednesday, the oil futures of the New York Mercantile Exchange rose by $1.06 to $101.80 a barrel. Carreiro says global political issues could play a role, but it comes down to supply and demand.
We can say something about why oil prices have gone up, but we cannot be certain about them. There are lots of expectations about future markets that play a role in these trends.
In the meantime, higher gas prices may force Americans to cut other purchasing and manufacturers to slow down production. Ashante Hathaway, Press TV, Washington.